This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Prosecutors are proposing the Club Q shooter pay more than $85,000 in restitution to survivors and families of victims. Here's KRCC's Abigail Beckman.
Court documents filed on Wednesday propose payments on behalf of 17 different people. The numbers could go up if additional victims or losses are identified by the local district attorney's office. Payments range from $50 to more than $13,000. Five people were killed and more than a dozen others were injured by gunfire at the LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs last November. The shooter was given five consecutive life sentences plus an additional 2,000 years in prison following a guilty plea last month. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
The defense has 14 days to respond to the proposal. And a correction, an earlier version of the story incorrectly stated where the proposal was at in the process. It's possible there was a tornado on the highway leading up to Pikes Peak Thursday. The National Weather Service had issued a tornado warning for the area yesterday. Meteorologist Clint Skelly says they are assessing the damage today.
We saw a couple images on social media that kind of indicated that there was a lowering or a funnel cloud was forming. And then we actually had somebody who was driving on the toll road that sent us damage from the potential tornado.
Skelly says it's uncommon for tornadoes to happen at higher elevations, but it could be due to an increase in moisture. This is CPR News at 5:06.